Hi guys, I just want to tell you that I am releasing one video per week on my Patreon channel. The link is in the description below. On Patreon, I release videos that are simply too controversial for YouTube, that would likely get my channel banned or maybe struck by some TOS reason, who knows why. The rules on YouTube nowadays are so arbitrary that you can't get ahead of them. So that's why I have the Patreon channel. Go check it out. It's in the description below. And so here's my weekly CRP video. Hope you enjoy it. A man's relationship with his father is always a complicated one because you see, on the one hand, there is a great deal of love for your father. You're always going to love him and you're always going to want his approval. On the other hand, there is going to be a natural competitiveness, a desire to best your old man. And the problem here becomes when you discover, as you get older, that you don't respect your old man. This is a tragedy. Yeah, in my own case, you know, I love my old man very much. I was really a daddy's boy when I was growing up, when I was a little kid. You know, I'm talking like 2, 3, 4, 6, and so on, right? But the problem was that my father, he had a great many qualities that were quite extraordinary in many ways. But ultimately, he was unable to control his temper. He was unable to control his temper because of problems of his own that I'm not going to get into in this video, of course. But because of this, over the years, I not only lost respect for him, but I also lost my affection for him. And today, you know, I'm completely indifferent to his fate. He's still alive. And he's just a crotchety old bastard. I mean, he's just alienated everybody in his life. I mean, he had great qualities, very, very intelligent, very hardworking. But his flaws, which he was unable to even admit, he was unable to admit to these flaws and they ate him alive and destroyed everything in his life and alienated everybody, including myself. This happens especially with men whose sons are better than they are. Now, this is the thing that you're going to find once you have children of your own. You're going to want your kids to be better than you. You want your kids to be more successful in everything than whatever it is that you do. You want them to be more successful at life than you are. It's a natural desire. But at the same time, there is an issue of, I would say, maybe resentment or envy or just whatever you want to call it, that some men fall victim to this when they have sons who are better than they are. And they act like assholes to their sons and alienate their sons, which is, of course, a huge mistake. I always think of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was adopted, and his adopted parents, right, they were, as I understand it, they were blue-collar workers. And Steve Jobs loved them very much. And apparently, from what I understand from Walter Isaacson's biography of him, you see, at a relatively young age, Steve Jobs realized that he was better than his father, than his adopted father, but the man he considered his father all of his life. But the thing is, see, that both men, the father and the son, recognized that the son was just better. He was just a smarter, more capable individual, and they were reconciled to this. And that was very fortunate for both men, I think, because from what I understand, they loved each other up until the end of their days. They loved each other very much. And there was the understanding that Steve Jobs was just better than his old man. But the old man was proud of it, see? And that's the healthy attitude. That's the healthy attitude of a father who is not so capable, not so brilliant, not so intelligent as his son, but revels in the triumphs of his son. Revels in those triumphs and is happy for his son in a selfless way. This is the healthy attitude. This is the attitude of a man whose son will always respect him even as he surpasses him. Yeah, because you see, you can respect a man who is inferior to you in accomplishments. See, the respect that you give a man, another man, not necessarily your old man, but just any man that you meet. Well, you can meet a garbage man.
who's a better man than you in many ways. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're richer, maybe you're smarter, you have more credentials, more education and whatnot, but he can be a dependable man, perhaps more dependable than you. Perhaps in certain qualities that you've always admired and always wished that you had, that garbage man, be he so humble, he's better than you. And this is a good thing. This is a good thing to find those qualities in others that you respect. And it's an attitude that you should cultivate. You should cultivate the desire to find other men whom you respect, even if they are lesser than you. And this is the key issue. Because so many men think that, you know, just because they're rich, just because they have a lot of degrees from highfalutin educational establishments, that they are better than others. And this is not the case. You are not better because you have more zeros in your bank account. You're not better because you have more letters after your name. You're better because of the inherent qualities that you have. And I'm not talking about like just brains, because brains is a little bit of a crapshoot. I'm talking about those qualities that depend on your force of character, your force of will. Those qualities. Dependability, persistence, consistency, fairness, honesty. These are qualities that as a man you control. And you, of course, control the most important quality of them all, which is the ability to set aside your emotions and use your logic, your reason, your acquired knowledge and your experience to dictate your actions, in the short, medium, and long term, to not allow your actions to be dictated by your emotions, like rage, for instance, like bad temper. My old man, yeah, he allowed so much of his life to be dictated by his bad temper. He did so many things that were a product of his rage, of his bad temper, instead of controlling it, reining it in. Because he could have controlled it. And point of fact, I saw often, he would control it when he realized that he couldn't get away with losing his temper and having like a complete meltdown. Yeah, he knew that there were times that if he did that, it would be worse for him, you know? And so I knew for a fact that he could control it, but he didn't control it consistently. On the contrary, he would control his temper on exceptional opportunities when he knew for a fact that allowing his temper to just blossom and go out of control would destroy his situation, right? In every other case, though, he would let it just run riot, dictating his actions. That's the mark of a man who's just not worth it. Who's just not a man you can respect. A man you can respect is a man who controls those qualities, consciously controls those qualities, controls his temper, controls his consistency, controls his honesty, because we all have the urge to be dishonest. We all have the urge to just blow off work. We all have the urge to be lazy bums and not do what we're supposed to in order to advance our interests. Okay? I'm not talking about like school and crap like that. I'm talking about like you as a man advancing your interests. Do you think that, in my own case, right? Do you think that a lot of times I don't feel like not doing videos? Do you think that sometimes I feel like not going to work because I have a regular job, right? And I have a regular job and I have to go there. I have to go there bright and early and take calls and make calls and have meetings and, you know, supervise presentations and shit like that, right? Do you think that sometimes I don't feel like doing that? Huh? Of course I do. Lots of times I'd like to just blow off work, watch TV, surf the internet, yeah? But I control that impulse. I control that impulse and I'm consistent in my work. And I control my impulse to do things that are a little bit low, but it's not out of being a low person. It's just out of like laziness. And, you know, we know, you know, I know, we all know it. We all know how guys are, right? And the mark of a man is the ability to control these impulses, these negative impulses, and force ourselves to act in the ways that will advance our interests, force ourselves to act in ways that are decent and good and proper and consistent and honest and, you know, like a man. You see, that's what you have to do. You have to act like a man. You grow up with a father who doesn't act like a man. You grow up with a father whom you don't respect. Not because he makes less money than you. Not because he's not so bright as you, doesn't have that many IQ points as you. Not because he was not so successful. No, because all of those things, they're the product of chance. They're the product of luck. The fact that you have like 150 IQ points, what, you think that that's some virtue of yours? No, you got lucky. You got lucky in the genetic lottery, and that's that. You think that you're making so much money because you're so smart? No. There are tons of people who are smart, smarter than you, harder working than you, that never accomplished the money that you've made. You got that money, you got those brains, you got whatever it is that you got going for you. You got that out of luck. And so you can't look down on a man who's not so fortunate in those regards, but you can look down on, and should look down on, a man who doesn't control himself, who doesn't give it his best, who doesn't rein in the worst impulses that we men have, and instead of allowing those worst impulses to run our lives, control our lives, we turn them around, we rein them in, and we control them, and we act from the best impulses. That's a man, and that's a man you should respect. And if you're not lucky enough to have a father like that, if you're not lucky enough to have an old man who you can respect, well, the fact of the matter is that a lot of people say that the opposite of love is hate. And if you loved your old man, as we all do, you know, we're all boys, and we all loved our old man when we were little. We thought that he was the big hero because, of course, you know, he's the old man. He's the big guy in our lives, right? And we're little, we're 4, we're 6, we're 8 years old, right? And as we grow older, we start thinking, well, maybe he's not so smart, and we have our little adolescent phase. But once you've gone past that, and once you like really look at your old man, and once you realize that he's not a man to respect, a lot of guys fall into the temptation to hate their old man. And this too is a mistake.
See, in my own case, for a while, I did hate my old man. I hated him because, in a very real sense, you know, I thought to myself, well, the opposite of love is hate, and I hate the way he is, and so I hate him, right? But with a little bit of perspective and a little bit of time, I realized that the opposite of love is not hate, and the opposite of hate is not love. No. The opposite of love and the opposite of hate is indifference. And you love someone very much. And you love them with all your heart. Your parent, your romantic partner, whomever, it doesn't matter. And you'll go through a phase that they disappoint you and you'll hate them. But that's not the end of love. Hate, in a very real sense, is just an expression of love, almost. No, what will happen is that eventually that love that briefly might have turned to hate, it will cool into indifference. And that's what you should strive towards. Whenever you feel that someone disappointed you, that someone didn't live up to whom you wanted them to be, whom they could have been, they had all the qualities to be somebody that you could admire and respect. And instead of acting in ways that would elicit admiration and respect, they acted in low ways, in pathetic ways, in ways that just made you cringe and made you want to look away, you know? Because that was what happened to me, oh, so many times, you have no idea. Well, when somebody acts like that, it only hurts you if you hate them. Don't hate them. Get beyond hate, which is beyond love, and enter the land of indifference. Become indifferent to this person who misused your love, who threw away your love. That's what you have to do. You have to embrace the opposite of love. And the opposite of love is indifference. So many guys fail to do this. So many guys, because I know a lot of guys who have a similar relationship with their old man. Different particulars, but it doesn't matter. But what happens is a lot of these guys, they hate their old man. And they rant about the old man if ever they get wound up about it, yeah? They go on and on and on about how the old man is this, that, the other, and they enumerate every little fucking thing, yeah? And what is it? It's that love that is unresolved. It's It's that love, because that's what it still is. It's that they still love them, but they express this love by way of hatred instead of what it should be, which is the natural thing, which is indifference. To let go. To not allow what does not matter to affect your life. Because that's the key issue. When you realize that you don't respect somebody, when you realize that the old man that you grew up with, whom you loved very much, but you realize that they are just not worth it, that the way that they act, the way that they behave, the men that they are, is just not someone that you respect. What you have to do is just let go and allow indifference into your heart. And just let go of it. Think of it like a balloon. A balloon that's pulling you off the ground. And you have to let go of that balloon and let it just fly off into the air. And ignore it. And understand that that balloon will never come back. Because you will never love someone again the way that you once did. Once love is lost, it's gone for good. Okay? And that happens in everything. And not just with filial love, rather. It also happens with romantic love. It happens with fraternal love. When the trust and that love is broken, it's gone for good. It's never coming back. Now, you holding on to it and trying to, hold on to it, it's pointless. It will serve no purpose, and it will only cause you misery. You know, the Buddhists, I'm a great admirer of them. You know, I don't really believe in any kind of religion, right? But Buddhist philosophy of just letting go of desire. It's a powerful philosophy. And in this case, it's the healthy philosophy. When you realize that you simply do not respect your father, when you realize that it's not that you are better than him, which is a natural and good thing to be, by the way. It's not that you are simply better than him. No. He is a low man. He is a man that you don't respect. You have to let go. Let go of all that love and also that hatred, all that sadness, all that bitterness. You just have to let it go. And it's very difficult to do so. And it takes a long time. It takes many, many years. I speak from experience in this regard. You have to just let it go and let the balloon float away. I hope I've made some sense to you. I hope you understand what I'm trying to tell you here. See, remember, and to emphasize the point, you see, you want to be better than your old man. You want to. It's something to strive for. And when you have sons of your own, you want your sons to be better than you, smarter than you, more capable than you. You want them to be naturally better than you, and you want to give them the tools to be better than you. Recently, I took my children. They're 4 and 6. I took them skiing for the first time. And I took them skiing, and they took a bunch of lessons and all the rest of it. And in no time at all, they were skiing pretty well. I mean, I was really surprised. But of course, you know, small children pick it up really quick. But they were skiing parallel. They were just skiing beautifully. And I thought to myself, if we keep it up, just, one short trip every year skiing, in 5 years, on the outside, 10 years, they're going to be skiing rings around me. I've been skiing for 35 years. And the knowledge that in short order, my kids are going to be much, much better skiers than I could ever hope to be, that filled me with happiness. That's the key issue. A healthy relationship between a father and a son is where the father not only wants the kid to be better, but is happy when he sees the result, when he sees the kid succeeding far beyond anything that the father could ever do. That is a normal and healthy thing. And if you have a father who is more modest than you in accomplishments, but you see his face light up when you tell him about the successes you've had, the test that went well, the business deal that you pulled off or whatnot, the new position you got, and he's genuinely happy for you, and you can see it in his eyes, how thrilled he is, then you know that you've got the right father. Then you've got a man that you can respect.
because he wants your good. But a man who puts you down, a man who puts you down and belittles you, especially when you succeed, especially when you show little inklings of being better, a man who is essentially resentful of you, resentful of you and doesn't like the fact that you, as his kid, are better than he is, that's a man that you want to stay away from. Get away from him and learn indifference to him, because that man, unfortunately, will only bring you down. Take it from me, because I know what I'm talking about here. Take it easy.